St. Louis Parish, we could go up there, you know, and inquire, and they'd say, well, we've got it in a museum, you know.
Yeah.
I imagine a museum. But the thing was that Studebaker got up and stole that and lied on that show about that. And of course, that is after my daddy died. He didn't see the show.
Tell me, where was your daddy born?
He was born down in that little town.
In Arkansas?
Oh, yeah. Just across the river from St. Joe's, Missouri. On White River. It's,
Wouldn't be Rogers. That's up in the corner.
No.
My grandparents lived in Rogers for a while.
Oh. Well, he wasn't far from Fort Smith. Was pretty close to them.
Yeah.
I can't think of that little.
Well,
it was about 10 people lived there.
Yeah.
You know, when we went up there to see where he had born and raised, we were looking for find somebody that knew it, and we saw a man walking down the road, just walking down the county road.
Right.
We stopped and asked him, and that was my daddy's uncle.
Oh, no kidding.
Uh-huh.
Small world,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, and we got in the car, and he carried us, led us up to his house.
Yeah.
He lived up on a hill, mountain-like, and, you know, trees and stumps and roads, and you know, we never saw such a country in our lives.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's pretty, but it's so different,
you know?
That's
true.
It is so different.
We used to go up there in the fall and watch the trees turn, you know, turn red and yellow.
The finest things growing under them trees.
Just growing?
Just growing under trees, right out in the...
Never seen that.
Well, they say it's the minerals in there that does that. It's rocks, you know. It's not any. It's just growing in them little ground up red and all colors of rocks. You know what color they are up there. They're all worn out rocks. And there's pretty tomatoes here. So, and stuff won't grow under shade here.
Yeah, that's true.
But these are pine trees, and I guess they don't sap the ground too much anyway. But we saw tomatoes growing.
Well, did your daddy farm after he came here?
He farmed all his life.
Well, how old was he when he came here?
I believe he was 18.
Is that that?
He wasn't married. He came to Texas to seek his fortune.
Oh, really? Then he met your mother here?
Uh-huh. She came from Alabama here on a train.
Alabama, my gosh. Where in Alabama, do you know?
Well, it was, the county's Talladega.
What?
They talk about that on, in the Talladega. T-A-L-A. I bet it's spelled just like it sounds. Talladega.
Okay, that sounds...
Yeah, I've seen it printed.
Okay, I don't know anything about Alabama.
Well, I've never been there myself, but Mama just loved it. It was red sand, you know, and they'd grow anything in the world.
How old was she when she came here?
I think she's 18.
How'd they meet, do you know?
I don't know. They just, they lived close together, you know, not far from each other. Somewhere. And I was going to parties. My dad used to go to dances. And he'd play French harmonica, and he'd sit, he'd dance till the water poured out of his shoe. He was, you know, entertaining the people, and of course, when we got old enough, he didn't do that. You know, he was settled down, but he could play a French harp.
Is that right?
And here's the thing that I play music by ear, and it's, I wish you'd, somebody interview me on music. I could spend my...
Well, you can tell me about music, because I don't know anything about it.
Well, here's something that amazes me. You know, yourself will amaze you sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you've got more in you than you'll ever know if you could bring it out.
Yeah.
Well, I always wanted a French harp. When I was about 5 years old, my neighbor had one. He was a grown man, and he'd visit my daddy, and he had it in his pocket. And I started stealing, you know. And something said, no, I bet not. Of course, he didn't knew I'd pulled it out of his pocket. He was sitting there talking to my daddy, so... We moved down close to Waco in McClellan County down there, Limestone County.
Yeah.
And we hadn't been there but just a month or two, and I just prayed for a French harp. So I went out, went out of the house, and I said, I'm going to find me a French harp. I went in a circle like that. And about 50 feet from the house, I found a brand new one laying in the dirt.
Just sitting there? Just lying there?
Just laying there.
Incredible.
And I